Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started this Monday. Jagmeet Singh says the NDP wants to save all the programs at financially ailing Laurentian Yu. Speaking during a campaign tour stop in Sudbury early Saturday morning, federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says his party wants to save the financially ailing Laurentian University, and that means saving all the programs. As has been widely reported, Laurentian, which declared insolvency this spring and is undergoing court-supervised restructuring, made massive cuts to its staff and programs this spring. While Singh did address other issues during his campaign stop, including the NDP's plans for student debt and its support for federal vaccine passports, given his location, he put a spotlight on the situation at Laurentian. Sudbury.com asked Singh what the New Democrats would do to support Laurentian if they formed government, or, if not elected, how they'd push those in power federally on the issue. "We want to invest in protecting this university and saving it," said Singh, who addressed supporters at the event held at the University of Sudbury, an educational institution operating on Laurentian's campus that has been impacted by Laurentian's restructuring. Read the full story here. Conservative Symington visits Memorial Park homeless encampment, says he wants to learn the issues surrounding homelessness have drawn the attention of federal candidates, with Sudbury Conservative candidate Dr. Ian Symington visiting Memorial Park on Friday. A rumor suggested the park's homeless camp might be broken up by city staff again that day, and a tip informed Sudbury.com that Symington planned on stopping by. Although the camp appeared intact mid-morning, Symington arrived with two members of his campaign team for a site visit. "Part of it's just to see what it's all about," he said of his visit. "I think there's a lot of information we don't know, and I want to get involved and learn about that." That said, Symington clarified that he regularly visits the city's downtown core and has familiarized himself with the homeless community in the past, which he believes has been misunderstood by a segment of the population. Learn more here. Business owners along Fielding Road continue long wait for road repairs, water and sewer. There are patches upon patches on Fielding Road's pavement, and area business owners are in the midst of a decades-long endeavor to get something done about it. According to a City of Greater Sudbury spokesperson, the road has a pavement condition index of 34, which is classified as poor, and there is no current capital budget identified for road improvements or pavement rehabilitation for the road in the current three-year outlook. Located to the immediate west of Kelly Lake, Fielding Road serves several large industrial companies, which in addition to dealing with poor road conditions do not have access to municipal water or sewer services. When CCM Contracting President and Equipment North and Metex Manufacturing founder Peter Mattish started investing in the area in 1986, he said the pre-amalgamation municipality of the day pledged water and sewer services within the year. Now 35 years later, the city of Greater Sudbury has finally moved on this pledge. Or, at least started to. Read the full story here. Round up your Giant Tiger LaSalle purchase September 3-5 to help keep seniors warm. The organizers of the Keeping Seniors Warm are appealing to the public to help them raise the money they need to support the 100 seniors that will benefit from the program this year. Bev Briscoe, executive member of the Keep Seniors Warm committee, said the past year has been tough on all fundraisers. "It has been a terrible year for fundraising," Briscoe said. "Many people have lost their jobs, it has been a horror show for many, and money is really tight right now. Every dollar is accounted for, and it's difficult for people to donate even $1 at this point." With the Keeping Seniors Warm event scheduled for November 3, the committee has partnered with Giant Tiger on LaSalle Boulevard for a Round Up Your Purchase event. From September 3-5, shoppers can choose to round up to the next dollar amount on their purchase, or they can simply make a donation at the cash register. Learn more here. Lambert joins OHL's Wolves in scouting role. Former Ontario Hockey League and Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League coach Denny Lambert is back in the OHL. Lambert, who spent the 2020-21 season as head coach of the NOJHL's Sioux Thunderbirds, has been hired by the OHL's Sudbury Wolves as a scout with a primary focus on Northern Ontario. The 51-year-old Lambert, who also played three seasons in the OHL with the Greyhounds prior to a lengthy pro career that saw him play in 487 NHL games, said the opportunity with the Wolves is an exciting one for him. "I look forward to working with head scout Mike Taylor and the rest of the scouting staff," Lambert said in a prepared statement. Hockey is always a big part of my life and I look forward to this next chapter in my hockey journey. Read the full story here. Monday weather. Monday it will become cloudy in the morning with a 60% chance of showers late in the morning and in the afternoon. High of 23°C, with a humidex of 27°C, UV index 4 or moderate. Monday night will be mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Low of 14°C.